policy department and New Transatlantic Airlines Abu Dhabi were bolted. With her, Haj Yahan presented the
in your eyes. Arms and chains, eyes and light. Bring on dude to the other side. Bring on dude to the other side. Bring on dude, yeah. Oh
this? Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte. Mmm! Oh, do you like it? I'm not partial to desserts myself, but this is excellent. Who are you talking to? To you. You just made a yummy sound, so I thought you liked the dessert.
I didn't make a yummy sound, I just asked you what it is.
But you did, I just heard it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me?
Well, now look here, if it wasn't you, when it wasn't you...
Now blue ain't the word for the way that I feel, and the storm's brewing in this heart of
I wanna hold. to you, but I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in shadow. You'll come apart and you'll go black. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there.
What?
Getting a place in the city, it all planned. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
No.
No?
No, you definitely can't do that. That's one big fat sack of... No.
What is the matter?
What the... I mean, you guys are supposed to take care of this, you know?
Thought you'd be cool with this.
Cool. I want things to be perfect. I don't want them to be shitty and broken like everyone else's family. Look, I'll have the baby, and Vanessa's gonna be so happy. You just...
The baby's not gonna fix everything. Besides, I don't know if I'm even ready to be a father.
But you're old.
How do you think of me? You know, why are you over here?
I just like being a piece of furniture in your weird life.
This is what my life has become. I mean, you know, I got stuff in boxes, you know, I'm underground. That's appealing to you?
Is this my fault?
No.
Is Vanessa, like, mad at you because of me or something?
It's got nothing to do with it. Vanessa and I aren't in love anymore.
Well, you were in love when you married her. And if you're in love once, you can be in love again. Like my friend Leah, who's been with the same guy, like, 4 different times. You're just not trying hard enough.
Such an idiot. I can't believe what an idiot.
No, you know what, Mark? Just do not divorce your wife. Will you please just do me a solid and stay with Vanessa?
You're so young.
I'm not that young, okay? I'm 16, all right? I'm old enough to know when someone's acting like a total a-hole. Oh, and you know what? I bought another Sonic Youth album, and it sucks. It's just noise.
Till daylight. you, Eric?
I never did. I want to help you. This is our time. Our age. We are the future of the human race. You and me, son. This world could be ours.
Everything you did made me stronger. Made me the weapon I am today. Is it the truth? I've known it all along. You are my creator.
No, Charles!
Are you okay?
Moya, be quiet. I can only control this man for so long.
Sorry, Charles.
Eric, please, be the better man. You haven't been...
But I don't trust you.
Eric, there will be no turning back! No!
Charles!
Don't do this, Eric!
If you're in there, I'd like you to know that I agree with every word you said. We are the future. But, unfortunately, you killed my mother. This is what we're going to do.
No. Please, Eric, no.
I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to move the coin. One.
Please, Eric.
Be so great, be the best thing I ever had. I come and never told me about the word exactly.
Wesley is no dummy. He has watched matches and films and films.
Kick the neck!
Of Jack
Kick Jacqueline. The neck! The neck! Kick
it! Sheik now going for the camel clutch.
Kick it! Kick him!
Not sure what to do. Blassie's telling him to kick him. He's waiting for Bob to sit up
kick
so he
neck.
Can grab that camel clutch of his.
Kick him!
Now he's got it. He hooked back and back. He's right in the center of the ring.
Pull on it.
Oh, look at the pressure he's putting
pull
on.
Pull on it. That's it.
He's sitting right on that lower back.
Is he ever pulling on it?
Pull on it.
And Backlund's got a bad neck.
Pull on it.
Oh,
pull
oh.
on it.
Backlund did not submit. Arnold Skolin threw something into the ring.
To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this.
Hell
but
yeah.
Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me digging a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and
Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm beeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got caught cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before, with a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G
hell
shit.
Yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I tock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Thank you.
Pac countered the figure four. No! Excellent suplex, but I think X-Pac caught himself in that suplex as well, King. But one thing's for sure, X-Pac has bought him some time.
Yeah, but he ain't in too great a shape. How can Finkel shout out advice?
I think he's just shouting encouragement.
Wow. Ref's up to six.
We got three titles still to be decided here tonight. Stone Cold and The Undertaker, you got to be wondering what's going on there. I have not seen The Undertaker. Oh, boy, there's a, what a kick. And the tide has turned.
No, no.
X-Pac with a little Bronco busting. Double J caught X-Pac coming in with the elbow. And now it's Double J going up top.
Hit him.
Cross body, wait. X-Pac rolled through.
No, no, no.
Did he get it? No. X-Pac rolled through brilliantly. Hooked the leg, got a near fall out of it.
Reversal. No!
Oh, no. It looked as if Double J was going to attempt a Hurricane Rana. Got it blocked right into a power bomb, into another near fall.
Man!
Nobody there. And now Double J may have just got the break he needed.
That's it!
Oh, no. Counter!
No!
Another close near fall there.
All those bumps and ridges on Finkel's head.
Howard thinks he's Bill Parcells.
It's like Golga's head.
The little tuna.
No! Oh.
Well, that Bronco Buster attempt was a...
What is Finkel doing?
Howard up on the apron. Howard saying that Double J got a low blow.
And I think
Howard's right.
You gotta screw everything up, Finkel. Look at that!
Oh, come on!
Yeah, come on! That's what he deserved, JR.
I don't think he deserved it.
Got no business up there.
Whoa, boom! Double J, face first into the canvas. If X-Pac can cover him, it may be over here.
No!
What?
No!
Another Southern Justice. What the hell? Southern Justice out here. Dennis Knight. Designer shears?
Well, clippers! Oh, look, some of the hair landed on Finkel's head.
Howard can make a rogue out of that hair. Howard looks good as a blonde king.
Idiot. Look at all those bald-headed morons in the ring. Don't make Double J look like them!
One, two, one, two, ready.
What is your number?
One.
How may I serve you?
I want my money back. These shoes you sold me are as useless to me as a comb is to you. I've only worn them once, and they split at the sides.
Well, let me explain. See, it's just like an elevator. There's a 2-ton weight limit on this shoe. Let's say I nail the soles directly to your feet. It'll give you more traction when you're pulling the ice wagon.
You'll be hearing from my attorney.
Is that the law offices of Hagen and Dot?
Thank you.
man, Dawn Marie. And, oh, here's Torrey with the takedown.
Here we go.
And Torrey taking out her frustrations on Dawn Marie. And referee Mike Parks in the middle of it.
Oh, look at those shots. Hey, let go, ref. That's a goal behind right there by a ref.
If you were the ref, would you let go?
No, I'd still be hanging on. Look at him.
Mike Parks.
What a sick man he is. He's a sick, twisted ref.
Can you blame her?
No, I can't blame him.
Torrey into the corner. Dawn Marie catches the boot to the midsection.
Yeah, right in the hammers.
Oh, what a clothesline.
Dawn Marie just flattened Torrey Wilson.
Dawn is taking it to Torrey here tonight, perhaps trying to impress Al. That's Torrey's dad.
I know, I got that.
You know, if someone ever got married, then Dawn would be Torrey's mother.
I wish my mother looked like that.
Look out. Dawn. Oh! Wow.
Snap suplex.
And the cover goes Torrey. Hook to the leg, and Dawn kicks out after two. This has been a competitive matchup between these two demons.
Well, what would you do if you caught somebody taking a shower with your mom?
Oh!
What would you do? Be upset, right?
I'd be very upset. Here's the cover by Torrey. Dawn Marie, who grabs the rope. That was smart.
What?
Let's see, grab the rope.
That's good match sense by Dawn Marie. Absolutely. See, that's why I never let my hair grow long.
Why?
Well, because then, you know, I can't get thrown around the ring by my hair like that.
Uh-oh. Dawn Marie in all kinds of trouble.
Slingshot!
Into the top turnbuckle. Torrey, throw Dawn. Oh, and a kick out by Dawn before the count of three.
Torrey Wilson with the very famous schoolgirl.
Two other women will be in action a little bit later on tonight. Trish and Victoria with the women's championship on the line.
Raw Divas.
Oh,
he got hot shot right across the
top. Oh, wow. Swinging neck breaker by Torrey.
This is it.
Dawn. Hook in the leg. And Torrey got her. Big win for Torrey Wilson.
Here's your winner, Torrey Wilson.
And you saw Torrey. If you can read lips, ladies and gentlemen, she just said, that was for my dad.
Yeah, but how does Torrey know that dad wanted her to win? I mean, you know.
The summer is here at last. The sky is overcast and no one brings a rose for Emily. She watches her flowers grow while lovers come and go to give each other roses from her tree. But not a rose for Emily. Emily, can't you see there's nothing you can do? There's loving everywhere but love for you. Her roses are fading now. She keeps her pride somehow. That's all she has protecting her from pain. And as the years go by, she will grow old and die. The roses in her garden fade away. Not one left for her grave. Not a rose for Emily. Emily, can't you see there's nothing you can do? There's loving everywhere but love. Roses are fading now. She keeps her pride somehow. That's all she has protecting her from pain. And as the years go by, she will grow old and die. The roses in her garden fade away. Not one left for her grave. Not a rose for Emily.
here.